KFA BMW radio check.
Good morning, KE8FJW monitoring. W8PPC mobile listening. W8GPM, Whiskey, Delta Papa Mike. Radio check, please. Yeah, you're making the system. I'm down here in Royal Oak. I got a simplex node that's parked on the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network. Name is Mike.
Glad to know you, Mike. Name is Jim. It's interesting. I used to live in Royal Oak. Now I'm up here in Charlevoix, Michigan, hitting the W8CCE repeater. Call sign is W8GPM. Back to you.
Yeah, well, the other funny thing is I used to live up there, and now I'm living down here. I went the other way, or the wrong way. No, my mom is up there in age, and she now needs somebody in the house more than what my sister could do. So I used to live in, Central Lake and Bel Air, and I live near 14 and Crooks. Since you know where Royal Oak is.
Yeah, Mike, I sure do. I used to live down there. My daughter lives in my old house right now at the 13 in Woodward, and Jeff was an active member in the Hazel Park Club and enjoyed the folks down there, real nice group. And I think the yard is going through a renovation right now. They've got some funding and whatnot, so it's looking in good shape. No, we love it up here. We come to Charlevoix as often as we can. Overlooking Lake Charlevoix right now. Beautiful morning up here. How's the weather down there? Back to you.
Oh, weather is sunny and it's 62 according to my car. And yes, I'm a member of Hazel Park Club and the DART. I've been working with the DART project. I'm actually the president of the Hazel Park Club, so... We're going to be in Hazel Park for field day tomorrow and Sunday. Hopefully, the weather is supposed to be pretty good. Not too hot, not too cold.
Beautiful. Hope you guys have a great field day. Yep, you're that, Mike. I got you. I used to be one of the vice presidents as well a few years back. And got married, got a new job, moved out of Royal Oak. And now I work for the county and the legal department and got a whole bunch going on, so not too much club activity for me. Glad you're helping out. Really so glad you're there, Mike, doing your thing with Joe and the gang. They really need energetic folks like you. Thanks so much for keeping the club going. It's a good time for sure. Got to get into some more radio operations again, but just working the HT up here in Charlevoix. Every time I go, I bring one, and I didn't know there was a link repeater. There must be a receive site near me somewhere. Break the time. The main repeater, I think, is in East Jordan, which is a bit of a hike. Maybe Petoskey. It's a bit of a hike for me, about 18 miles. Back to you, W8PPM.
Yeah, okay. Well, which frequency are you on?
Let's see, it's so hard to see this down HT in the sunlight. It is 145.19. It is the W8PCE repeater. What's the link? What repeater are you on?
Well, I'm on a simplex 14751 down here. If you're getting into the Petoskey repeater, that's located just south of Petoskey. You're getting in on a handheld, which means it's working. Oh, there's several repeaters up there, but I have connections with, well, I'm a member of the CCE group. Just unable to get up there for meetings. And I'm headed off to breakfast with a group of hams from Hazel Park Club. They're not board members, but old-time members. If you know Mike WDAS, he's one of them, and there's several others. So, yeah, well, I kind of miss that area up there, and I used to work in the company I work for. Moved up north in 1999, moved to Charlevoix in 2007. If you go across the bridge on 31, there's a gas station, what's the name? There's a couple up there now. You go around two turns and a crystal flash. No, not crystal flash. The one with the sunshine. I'm forgetting things now. I'm retired. And it's on the left side going towards Charlevoix with the big GIC on it. That's the company I used to work for.
Cool. Yeah, it's developing up here for sure. There's some stuff I think I know where you're referring to. But, well, I would love to work up here, but it doesn't seem to be that many jobs. So working near Pontiac for now, just vacationing up here. Mike, good chatting with you. I'll let you continue on your way back to breakfast. Hope to meet you in person soon. I'll let you continue on. I'm going to say 7-3. This is Jim, W8DPM. I'll listen out.
Okay, yeah, I'm right at my destination. So it's nice meeting you, and have a nice day, W8EPC.
KCAVSU.
Hey, good morning, Toby.
Oh, good morning, Drake. How are you? You done on the other side of the state yet? Or do they have to get helicopters to transport you?
Well, I just got done with my first stop in Petoskey. Now I'm heading to Indian River. And after Indian River, I don't really know where I'm going, but the customer's supposed to tell me.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, okay. How was your day yesterday?
Very busy.
Well, mine was too, kind of in the morning. Yeah, we were kind of busy there a couple times yesterday. Neighboring township one, they had a gas leak, and they only had a couple guys available, so we want to help them. And after we got cleared there, we're heading back, and dispatch calls us for a gas leak at the south end down by the Torch River Bridge, and we're not even a quarter of the way back into our township, so we're going from one end of the township to the other.
Sounds exhilarating. Once I'm done with the day, I don't have a whole lot of radios left, but I'm hoping I can get done a little early and get some stuff done at home that I've needed to get done for this entire week, but I've been getting home at not fun hours, and it's been putting a damper on that program.
Yeah, plus you got field day this weekend to go to.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be there for a whole lot of time this weekend, but I'll try to make an appearance, I guess.
Well, yeah, you are secretary of the club, so you have to show up.
Well, I try. So, anyway. Just making my way east here on 68 for the next 15 minutes.
Copy that. Yeah, I've got to be down the station. I got to do monthly maintenance, so I got to get started on that yet today, and not the whole truck. My other two people are involved with me, but I've got one of the other people, one of the other guys coming in to help me. So, yeah, I got that to do today, and I'm just kind of resting up, getting ready for next week. I've got 3 days I have to be down at the party store, Torch River, handing out ice for the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, so, yeah. Hopefully it's, we can sell out of ice in the early morning. So there you go. Just kind of resting up and relaxing. That's about all I'm doing.
That's a luxury item right there is what that is. If I can get out of here a little early, maybe get back to Travers around 3 or 4 o'clock, that would be fantabulous. I'm not keeping my hopes very high on that, but it would be great. So, anyway. All right, Toby, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to listen to some tunes here as I make my way to Indian River. 8DMH mobile.
Okay, Drake, good to talk to you. How's my signal into the repeater off the one at your parents' house?
Signal sounds fine. No, I mean, there's like a little bit of noise in the background, but like, just totally, perfectly fine.
Thank you. I needed to hear that, because I hadn't had radio check in a while when I've been on here. I mostly listened to this. 86 is just so many people with so much static on them. Oh, like Tony. Tony is horrible on there. I can't even make him out half the time. So, talk to you later. NADMH, TCVS, you have a good Friday at work. Hopefully you get down early.
Good morning, KEWW.
WIS Mobile.
CLM.
AA0AS Mobile. AA0AS Mobile, I think it was, at EMH Mobile. Can't stick around, just about to my destination, but figured I'd let you know you're being heard at EMH Mobile.
No problem, thanks, sir. 3A0AS.
KC8HHD, KC8HHD, KE8FJW. In loud and clear.
You're a little bit scratchy. I don't know what's wrong with my antenna somewhere.
Okay, yeah. Seems to be doing fine.
I'm on my way into town. I'm going to stop by my dad's and grab a couple things that I'll meet you down to the Seahawks Park. Park.
I won't be there until about 11, sometime after 11. Are you out by the point, or going by the university, the college there? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, I'm in downtown Bremer right now. I've got to stop at my dad's for a few minutes and grab a couple things, and I'll meet you somewhere.
Okay, so I was hoping that you were still way out there and by the Bay Mills Community College and give me a radio test, but...
I had the volume down to the place. I don't know the reason why, but I had the volume down on the radio. But I got turned back up now, so I'll talk to you in about 20 minutes.
I know why. That's okay. Okay. See you in a bit. I'll be home. KE8FJW monitoring.
No, man. I'm sticking out already. What?
Somebody watched their mic, had an open mic for like 3 minutes almost.
Yep, I found out. KCHCMQ, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. KCHFTW.
KABYS Mobile, Indian River.
Hey, GMH Mobile, Indian River.
This is KEDFJW, Affordable Sioux.
Hey Brad, how's it going up there?
How's Drake doing?
Oh, we're not doing too bad. Heading to yet another marina to do radio testing and stuff on yet another boat.
Oh, there you go. My father-in-law works at Indian River Marina.
At the Howe Inn one, or the Howe Marina one?
I don't know the name of it, but that's the only one. It's probably it.
All right, on. That's cool. Yeah, Sheboygan Sheriff's got a couple boats there, and I'm heading north over by the Columbus Hall or whatever the heck that is. There's another one there. And I think there's a fourth one up in the city.
Yeah. Yep, there's two in the Sheboygan city there. There's the county and there's another private one. So, yeah, I've been to them both.
Right on, good deal. You had a lot of 60 hertz hum going on. I'm not quite sure what that's about.
I'm not sure either. It's probably just the radio music.
Doesn't like you.
Maybe I have a bad phone charger. I got the phone charging.
These are good questions. Okay. Now I have to turn on the straight highway. Oh boy, fun times.
Yeah. So I moved away from everything and over by the truck. So, any better?
Massive improvement.
That's what it is, a phone, bad phone charger. But it still charges the phone, so why throw it away?
You got a point there. If it works, don't mess with it, I guess. So, you know what's Brad up to?
Well, I'm waiting for a buddy to come over and another person to pick up the middle child, so then we're going to head down to the engineer's festivities. So, Coxcom got their stuff going on down there, and the Ham Radio Club has their stuff going on down there, both separate, so we'll see how that goes. And other than that, we've just been kind of farting around outside before it got hot, so I kind of quit.
Oh yeah, it's warm up there. We got about 61 here, but still 10 in the morning. I guess it's almost 11 o'clock, but warm. Well, maybe you're warmer than it is down here.
That's a possibility sometimes. So yeah, I don't know what the temp is. I'm not in. I don't got my. Maybe I can find it through the window.
All right, on.
Yep, 68 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm on the home stretch for this one, which is nice. I think I've only got about 4 or 5 mobiles left, but the issue is I got to go find them all. So driving around to find them and fun times. The last boat I did, the two to here took a lot longer than I wanted it to, because the second one, somebody left the battery switch on in the boat, which of course the marine radio was on, the siren was on, not like making noise, but the power switch was on, and the other radio was left on. And so the battery was super dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, either the officer forgot to turn it off, or somebody wanted to be nosy.
I don't really know. But they brought a jump pack out and jump started and just let the engine run for 20-30 minutes while I was doing the test and tuning firmware on it. And it seemed to charge it up enough. So it works.
Yeah, as long as you get your job done, who cares? So, well, good deal.
Alright, I'm going to jump out of here and put music on and all that sort of thing. So, catch you later, Brad. DMH Mobile.
Sounds good. We'll hear you in here later. DMH, KAE8FJW. Thank you.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Mike.
EB9NN mobile monitoring.
DLH, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on the Northern Michigan Link. Took you on this system. Got 10% of that, so I'll listen. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Put the radio on, listen.
Yeah, this is WA8BDA Whiskey Alpha 8 Bravo Delta Alpha Mobile.
WD8B something. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Name is Jim.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Handle here is Bill Baker, India, Lima, Lima. And the call is Whiskey Alpha 8 Bravo Delta Alpha Mobile. And sitting in the parking lot over here by the Walmart Petoskey, just waiting for the XYL to arrive, and then we'll be out of here. Go ahead.
Oh, get out of Walmart area and black pavement and get find a beach. That would be my recommendation. Yeah. Bill, okay, I won't remember your call sign, but I'll recognize your voice and name, perhaps, maybe. I just got in from doing about a half an hour of cutting my grass, and at 100% humidity, I'm sweating terribly. But I was looking at the weather forecast, and it said 90s, so I figured I'd give it a start.
Yeah, where are you located, Jim?
Well, about 40 miles southwest of you, up at the tip of the Leelanau Peninsula, in near the town of Northport. I'm not sure if you know where that would be.
Well, yeah, up on Wine Country, in that area thereabouts. Pretty area. We're in Petoskey area. And I can see the XYL wandering over here very slowly. And, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's going to get warm. Right now, what does it say? We're at 68 here at Petoskey at the moment. But I did look at the weather forecast, and you're right. It looks like even for us, we've got warmer weather coming in for the next 10 days or so.
Hey, that's a good and a bad thing. You know, it is now it's officially summer, so that's a good thing, I guess. So, all right, sir. Well, it sounds like your passenger's about ready to embark. So, hey, I'll let you drive in peace. And so, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Put the microphone down for a second or so.
Yeah, fine business, Jim. I'll be monitoring the frequency here on and off a little bit during the day. Yeah, we'll see how I get out when I get up there to Crosswell. I have a cottage in Cross Village, north of Harbor Springs. And we'll be working our way in that direction now and probably get there in about 45 minutes. And then unload the car and kind of go from there. So anyhow, thanks for being in there, and nice talking to you. This is WAABDA Mobile, off and clear. Bye-bye.
Hey, Drake, you sound better than you did at Alba Highway. All right, well, hey, I've got a question for you about my router and fallback. We talked about that a month ago, but you're still not 100% in. So I'll wait to ask you when you get a little closer to one of the systems. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Maybe that's a little bit better.
All right, was it you trying the first couple of times, there was no go, and then you came back clear final?
Yeah, I'm on the 1-9, just going through Mantelona.
All right, well, I'm going to give you the question, and I'll wait for an answer for some day in the future. We talked about turning on my secondary, my Starlink when I lose the IP signal on my primary for fallback on my router. But now I got to figure out just how to turn it back off. And so I'll let you think about that. CATG.
Do you have one of those dual WAN routers?
Yes, I do, and I've got a power strip that constantly will ping a ping 8888, and if it fails, it does a reboot or whatever you want it to do. But there's nothing that says when you've established reestablished the primary connection to go back to normal.
All right, like switch back to your network connection.
Yeah, the question I want you to think about is the router is great. It'll auto transfer back to the primary if the primary comes back. But I got no way to turn back off my Starlink system when the primary reestablishes. I've got it set so it'll start the Starlink on loss of primary. I got that worked out, but I don't have any way now when it switches, when the primary comes back, how do you just turn off the Starlink? That's my latest issue. But hey, you just think about it as you drive.
Yeah, the only thing I can think of is using a pie. There we go. 1-9 was losing me. about doing that, that wouldn't end up giving you another IP address that your modem would see. Because ISPs don't like doing two DHCP or two addresses.
Yeah, because my system right now is sensing downstream of my router. The router has the two WAN ports, but everything else on my system is sensing downstream of that router. So it's not actually seeing the, quote, incoming signal. Is that a weird way to describe it? Hey, I'll let you think about it for a week or two, and maybe I'll ask you again.
KCHCMQ, KCHCMQ, and APWM.
DHM mobile.